Shir Tzadik Vav Yom Gimel Parshas Vayakel.
Ana machlekes in de Gemara. Moide bestar she kosvoy tzorich lekaymo yo ein tzorich lekaymo. Ravuna holds moide bestar she kosvoy ein tzorich lekaymo. He's not neman. And the other man, the Omar, if it's Rabbanon, hold moide bestar she kosvoy tzorich lekaymo. As Hashem will try to go in to be maimid shitas Rashi. I'm going to go to Seder Advorim. The Pashtus Advorim, the Pashtus Advorim, when this Machlekes comes over in Shas 6 or 7 times, what is the Machlekes? When the Omar Moide Bishtar She Kosvoi Ein Tzorich Lekayim Oy Hol, the person is not Neman. He says, Poru Amigu de Mezuyev. He's not Neman. The Mele has no need to Mekayim the Shtar. The Shtar is not good anyways. There's no need to Mekayim the Shtar. The guy is not Neman anyways. So he says, Poru amigu de mezuyef, man de oma moide bestar shekosvoi, ein tzorich lekaimoi, there's no need to mekayim de shtar, the guy doesn't get his money anyways. Man de oma tzorich lekaimoi holds, he has a migu. He's believed to say poraiti. The only way to black away his migu is to mekayim de shtar, and the mele he doesn't have a migu. This is be'etzem, the tzursa de shmaisa. So again, we have a machlekes moide b'shtar shekosvoi tzorich lekaimoi or ein tzorich lekaimoi. Man the omer that holds ein tzorich lekaimoi holds has no need to be mekayim the shtar because he's not believed with a migu. There's no need to mekayim the shtar because he's not believed with a migu. Man the omer tzorich lekaimoi holds he's believed. So the way to break his migu is to mekayim the shtar. This is the way everyone learns the Gemara, and this is the pashtus of the Gemara. If tzorich lekaimoi, ain't tzorich lekaimoi. Ain't tzorich lekaimoi says there's no need to mekayim the shtar, because anyway the migu doesn't work, because you're not neman b'migu. Why are you not neman b'migu? We said migu against shtocha b'yodi, migu reb chaim is a din shtar, but the migu doesn't work. Yereim loima, the migu doesn't work. So meidem shtar shikosva and tzorich lekaimoi holds the migu doesn't work. Now, if the migu doesn't work, Memele is not Nemo. Memele is not Nemo, and the migu doesn't work. And the other man, the Omar holds, the migu works. So why you mekayim the shtar? To break his migu. This is Be'etzem, the tzursa de shmaisa. And as they, the Ktzois understands pshat, that Be'etzem, when the Ktzois brings down our sugya, the Ktzois understands that the tzursa, the shmaisa of the sugya is the follows. That the man Ravuna holds, he does not have a migu. Why poraiti is not neman against shtocha b'yodi midine ashtar? He's not neman. The other man, the Omar, holds, he's neman. So to wait to break his migu, we kill his migu. His migu that he could have said mezuyef, we go and we kill his migu. Zok diktois, so it's mevoyro in the sugya, that a guy that came into the basin with a migu, he could have said mezuyev, and he says porua. If you go and you mekayim the shtar, you break his migu. Even that yesterday he had a migu, you could come today and spoil his migu backwards. You mekayim the shtar, so the yesterday's migu doesn't exist anymore, and b'meila he doesn't have a migu. Zog the ktsoy, so I have a kasha. As a aloche, a person says a tainas ptur. The marshal, you go over to him. You owe me money. I gave back. I said, I'm sorry, that's why I never owed you. No shtar. Both times are good times. It's called choizo miptur leptur. So the man d'omar in the Gemara that you cannot be choizo miptur leptur. It looks, something doesn't look good. Why are you changing? The other man d'omar holds, why you could change miptur leptur? The reason you could change miptur leptur is, I have a migu. I could have stayed in my first time. If I'm a liar, why I had to change my mind? The Torah says, I'm so honest. In the minute that I remembered that I didn't pay, just I never borrowed, so I said, I never borrowed. I'm such an honest person. So I have a migu. So why kaimel al choizam iptur leptur? Because it's a migu. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, what would be if you say, I paid back? No, I never borrowed. Now Edim come and say, you could never say that you paid back because that whole month you're in America, you're never here. So the halacha is like this. If when a person said I paid, and the Edim come and say, you're shaken, so he said, okay, I have a new tainah, I never borrowed. That he can't change his mind. But if he managed to change his mind before the Edim came, so if he says, I paid you back, No, I'm sorry, I never borrowed. And Edim come and say he never paid. Oh, but you already switched your taina, you never. Frank Dixer, he said, but you don't have a migu anymore. What is your migu? Why are you never to switch? Because I could have stayed my first taina. If you would stay with your first taina, the Edim will make it your first taina. And stay that you never. Zog Dixer, see, I understood Alemol Pshat. I have a migu. B'shas Maisa, I had a migu. If I'm a liar, I would switch my taina. The var, I didn't switch my taina. It's a raya, I'm saying emes. So even if Edim come later and they break my migu stays. Aber Zog Dixer, manase, that in Ksumas Yutes stayed in the Gemara. Meidu B'shashi Kosvoi, Leman Da'omar. That the way you break his migu is you mekayim his shtar and you spoil his migu. Frank Dikzei, so state in the sugya that a person could break a migu. So again, what do we mean? The Dikzei understands the Gemara Kipshuto. The Dikzei understands the Gemara Kipshuto. The first man the Omar holds he doesn't have a migu because it's against Shtocha Biyodi, Treb Chaim. The second man, the Omar holds he has a migu. So how we break his migu? We mekayim the shtar, so we kill his migu. We mekayim the shtar, we kill his migu. For like the tzais, we see in the sugi from Tayyim Mechayzim, Eptur Leptur, that if Chosar Koyim Shebo Eidim is Neman, migu that he could have stayed in his first taina, even the now that Eidim came and he doesn't have a migu. And I say, for like the Belcholim of Abbasre, and Tov Kuf Chof Dalet.
How does Tzai see Eidim coming later?
He also Edim came later. Peru and Megudim Mezuyif, and now Edim came later, and he stayed in Mekuyim. Every Meida b'Shtar Shikosvoy. Tzorich lekaimoy. They go now to Mekayim. Every Meida b'Shtar Shikosvoy. I Meida that Ksav Yodeinu Aval Peru. Tzorich lekaimoy. You bring the Edim, and then Mekayim the Shtar. So stay that if you bring Edim, you kill the Megu. So what you will say? That's different. But normally you cannot kill a migu. As I stated in Shulchan Aruch, why by us you could kill a migu? By us maybe it's not a migu; it's only a pesharasa. Why it's not a migu? Yor Eloimar, it's not a real migu. Migu doesn't help against Shtocha Biyodi. Our sug is within pesharasa. If it's within pesharasa, so you could kill it later. No, it's adoichak. The Ktzeis didn't learn like that. The Ktzeis didn't learn like that. The Ktzeis didn't learn like that. What? The Ktzeis was not mechalik. No, but Peshasa, you need the alter neemanes. Peshasa, you need to be the osar. If the Edim come, you're not an osar anymore. So this is the first kasha we have in the sugya. But again, the Ktzeis learns the Gemara Kipshutai. The Ktzeis learns the Gemara Kipshutai, and he stores on it a kasha. The Ktzeis learns the Gemara Kipshuta and he tells on the Takasha that the Ainu, the Ktzeis understands the Mahalach of the Sugyas, he has a Migu and he goes and he spoils his Migu. The first man the Omar holds, he does not have a Migu. Second man the Omar holds that he has a Migu. And so, Lekaimo, you spoil his Migu, Duch Mekayim the Shtah. And he asked, Shachanoch, Shtet Nishtazay, Ha'ore from the Ktzeis. If not, we're Mechalik, that this is a Migu, this is a Peshaasa. It's not Mashma. It's not mashma. This is the first aura in the sugya. Second aura in the sugya. Fregt Reb Chaim Greinemann. Second aura in the sugya. Fregt Reb Chaim Greinemann. Ayale al adas. If a person comes to Beis Din, and he has a migu. Beis Din go to the other side and tell him, you want to kill the guy? I'll tell you, bring Edim against the first diner, you'll spoil his migu. Well, Beis Din became the lawyers of the other guy. Why Beis Din give such an idea? Why Beis Din? The halacha had to be Moed Mishnah Shekosvo Neman. Neman. One man the holds is not Neman. The migu against Shtocha Biyodi doesn't help. The other man the Omer had to say Neman. You want to kill his migu? Kill his migu. Why does Shulchan Aruch, why the Gemara brings you an idea how to spoil the other guy's migu? It's not nice. Beis Din never do such a thing. Why here Beis Din mixing to help the guy? Al mechad de kasha. Without spoiling the migu, you give him the money or not? He's neman or not? Pura migu de mezuyif, he's neman. Kozman yinat mekayim de shtar, he's neman. Ah, so you don't think that he's a liar. If you don't think that he's a liar, why are you trying to go against him? You think that he's a liar or not? If you think he's a liar, don't believe him. You tell him, no, he has a migu. Ah, he's believed. No? So why are you trying to go against him? Oh, you're not so sure that he's believed? He has a migu. Ah, he has a migu, so we believe him. If we believe him, so believe him in Gansen. Believe him in Gansen. What? Again, the aloha is he has a migu. If he has a migu, believe him. He's a nice person, he has a migu. Again, he said Mizuyev, Chazal Matak, but he didn't say Mizuyev. Again, he's a migu, he has an emanus of a migu. He has an emanus of a migu. He has an emanus of a migu. Why to spoil it? Some say maybe they didn't tell him to spoil it. They just stand up. Look, Lashon HaGemara inside. Ki osa lekamei de Rab Nachman. What Rab Nachman says, he bichlal doesn't tell the guy that he's true. He tells the guy, wait a second, go mekayim in it and take the money from him. Ah, shchosa. The guy has a migu, give it to him. You want to say that if the other guy grade will be mekayim, the migu will not be a migu? Can't say. Ki osa ledine. Rab Nachman says, ki osa ledine. I tell them, mekayim shtore. I tell him he's right. You know, I wanted to tell you, you know what, if we have a way, also I don't think Rab Nachman had to do it. But if you want, but Rab Nachman Michal didn't tell the guy he's right. He said, you know what, Mekayim the Shtar and take the money from him. What? Why? He has a migu. Rab Nachman said he has a migu. Rab Nachman holds from the migu. Rab Nachman holds Mayim the Shtar Shekos Bitzor Lekayim, meaning to say, he has a good migu. Peru a migu the Mezuyif works. She said, if you Mekayim the Shtar, Zog dich zu, ich spoil it. I'm asking you a kasha. Betoyen b'choizu mibtur lebtur betoyen. The halach is you could b'choizu mibtur lebtur. Shechon Aruch. Doesn't say, go to the guy and tell him if you find any migu the first time, he will lose now. He has the migu, he's okay. No, tell him. If you will find any, you'll man. But not only if. Rab Nachman spoke to him so sharp. No, don't worry a second. Don't worry that he had a migu. Wait a second. We'll find Kim and we'll take it. Why? Rab Nachman had to say, B'chai Gavne de Aloch is, you get the money. You want to know Shulchan Aruch? That if the guy is Mekayim, you could spoil his migu? No. Sida has a aloch.
Even without the guy,
he's already making the mouth of Bimakai. What? But again, the guy came and he has a migu.
His migu can't do anything except make the mouth of
Bimakai. What? No, but
all his migu destroyed.
No, again, but you're right. That if you yet him Mekayim the Shtar, he will lose the migu. But lemaisa, now the guy is saying a tainas perua. So you're right. It's only because he could have Mekayim the Shtar. So the guy, if he Mekayim the Shtar, he will spoil his migu. But Lemaise, the guy has a migu. He could have spoiled the star.
What does
migu do? Migu says, believe me that I'm saying the truth, because if I would be the truth, I would say something else. Avada, against that time, that the 80 would break me. I'm asking that would happen. This is the, but it's an heavy migu like that. And heavy migu is the fee what would be the other time. My iron, what is the din in the other time? And the fee that, it will be the aloha. So you write that Lemaise, if you mekayim the shtar, that taina will not be a taina. But in Loshon HaGemara, this is the second Ha'orah B'Pshat. The third Ha'orah B'Pshat why the halacha is, why the lashon haGemara is tzorich lekaimoi or ain tzorich lekaimoi? The first man, the Amar, says we don't believe him in a migu against shtorcha biyadi, and the second says believe him. If you mekayim it, you spoil it. The lashon haGemara tzorich lekaimoi or ain tzorich lekaimoi. The lashon is not the best lashon. The fourth shaila is on Rashi. So again, first the Ktzeis is a chidush, and our sugya is the Leika Shulchan Aruch, that you could spoil a migu. Ein kasha. Zweite kasha, we said it looks like we don't even want to give him it. We tried to mekayim the shtar. Why? He has a migu. Avada, you're right that if you be mekayim it, grada you will not have a migu. But this is what Rav Nachman has to tell him, that the halacha is that if you mekayim it and take, he has a migu that is amos. You're right, if you would spoil that taina, grada this would be the halacha. The migu says, a migu. I gave him migu. I believe that I believe. I could have not paid one way, so I don't pay the other way. I'm saying the shtar is a shtar. I'm saying perua. The second kasha, loshen haGemara is not the right loshen. The Gemara had to say, the first man, the Omar, does not believe him. The first man, the Omar, does not believe him. And the second man, the Omar, believes him. The melee, and the only way is, but the Gemara has to say, Neman, Ve'ena Neman. Ma'ena Mishnah Shekosvoi. One would say, Neman. And one would say, Ve'ena Neman. One would say, Neman. One would say, Ve'ena Neman. Those are the cash. Those are the cash. The third order we asked in Shir, what is the lashon huchzek hashtar? Why Rashi has to say that why he doesn't have a migu? Rashi has a kashi, he has a migu. Rashi says shari huchzek hashtar v'chiyom ha'parati le'mehem en shareyu biyad ha'malve. Rashi wants to say migu against shtocha biyadi doesn't help. But Rashi to say migu against shtocha biyadi doesn't help. What is this lashon shari huchzek hashtar? And the fifth Ore, the Bayos was a starker Ore. So what is the Machlekes? One man the Omer holds you believe him, one man the Omer holds you don't believe him. One holds the Migu helps against the Shtar, one doesn't. You know, you could learn like that. Let Rashi to speak it out. And Chanan the Omer holds and Migu doesn't help against Shtar HaBiyadi, Ve'idoch Samagran helps. The whole Sugya, nothing is written in the Sugya. It's a Shmeri Kasha. So these are the first five ores bepshat. The ktzeis that is mevur that you could spoil migu. Zog the ktzeis shchanoch shteit nishta zei. Second kasha we asking kilu they advise them to go to mekayim the shtar kilu they're against him. He has a migu. There's a way to spoil it. The lashon haGemara instead of say one says neman one ender tzorich lekayim or ein tzorich, everything you have to figure tzorich lekayim means because he's neman. So if you mekayim it. So you spoil him. Ain't that's all the means he's not Neman. I was like, you get mixed up when you read it. It's like even written upside down. Ain't that's all the means he's not Neman. It's all the means he's Neman. So the way to spoil it is if you make him in the melee, he will lose. Why the Gemara can't write glad? And then who's the kashtar, the Loshen Rashi? And what is the machlekes? These are the five ores bepshat in Rashi. Five ores bepshat in Rashi. And then we have Tesis's kasha. Rasha is maimi the sugi in a modne chatimtze that the loive was moide, and he said porati, and now the edim come. So lefi Rab Meir that he's not neemon b'meile, he has to pay. So the edim are not malev v'moirit. Mashein kein lefi Rabbonon that he's neemon b'meile. We need the edim b'meile. They have a migu. And Teis asks the kasha, why you can't speak glat? And then Teis asks the kasha, the Gemara b'Basra steht verkehrt. That by the loive kula alma moide that he's not neman. And the whole machleikah says, if edim alim ala ura shtore. What is the answer in Rashi? So I want to say a poshte vort. It's a shtikl mechudesh. But we'll see bald, Rishonim say it, and it's such a klore vort. Shitas Rashi is the following. Rashi holds, and we already touched this shaila, when a person takes out a shtar and you tie neporati, why you not neman? I don't know. A person has a shtar and you taine parati. Why are you not nemah to taine parati against the shtar? What? What? Why are you not nemah to say parati? What? Reb Chaim, not so Reb Chaim, Mister. On Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said a shtikel day Reb Daz Rambam. Why a person is not nemah to say parati? He has a shtar. So the raya from shtar b'yodi is a shtar keraya. It's moitzi momen. A raya from shtar b'yodi is moitzi momen. What about a raya? Well, why is a raya? Where's the raya? Because he has a paper in his hand. Shtocha b'yodi my boys. But that raya could wait a moment. Only normally only eighty moitzi momen I know. We call that teri kula. Oh, one second. Zog the welt and his loshen atesis in Bobe Basra heyamud beis. The shtar is like 80. Now it's a modern zach. Enuch simal shtar means that everything was done good. Parati is a modern zach. When I give you a shtar that I owe you $1 million, what I mean, that I owed or I owe? I write in the shtar, I owe you $1 million. And that second, a second later, I don't owe. So the edus is keilu, because man, the shtar is in your hand, it's an edus that I owe. I'm giving you an edus against me. Avada, when I say I paid, it's not mamish mufka, because be'etzim the shtar is over to be paid. The whole reason he's giving the shtar because he wants one day to pay. But the shtar is ke'ein edus, thesis calls it edus. We'll start like this. If someone will ask you, why you're not nemah to say parati? Against the shtar? I'm not saying shtocha b'yodi. Against the edus of the shtar? I have a migu. So have a migu. I have a peshosa. So have a peshosa. Have everything together. Against the shtar, you can't talk. How thesis said in the Yudchasim Udberis, the edim came with migu. Migu neged edim, lo yam rinem. A shtar can't help. To say migu against a shtar, it doesn't help. Taisin Baba Basri Kiman asked such a kasha b'shem derivom. Migu neged edim lo yamrinan. How you could say parayti? How you could say parayti? So when a person, you see, when a person comes and he wants to say parayti, he's not nemon. Not with a migu, not with a pesha asa. Why? Because. You don't have to have reasons. Like shtorcho biyodi. The shtar zog nishta zeh. You're not nemon betaynas poraiti. No? It's not a klorazach? You're tiny poraiti. You're not nemon. It's a shtar ketayni. You can't tiny poraiti. How you can tiny poraiti? How you can tiny poraiti? You can't tiny poraiti. How you can tiny poraiti? The Teretz says Rashi learns you don't have to know his bearing. Against a shtar, you never could nemah to say parayti. So what holds the Madama will start that you nemah to say parayti mugid mezuyif? Moide b'shtar shekos v'tzorch lekay moi that you nemah to say parayti. There's a Madama that holds that you nemah to say parayti. One man the Oma holds you not Nemon. Maybe Bishar Shikos say ain't so lekaimoy you not Nemon. But as a man the Oma that holds that you never to say parayti. What is the answer? Peshasa doesn't help against the shtar against Eidim. Peshasa away, me go away, not go away against Eidim. Eidim is a wall. Again, so I think so. Every person can say parayti. So we have to say that it's like a edus. Okay, we'll have to explain it. Hopefully we'll have time to explain it. About Aaron, to make it easy, I'm saying we'll call it edim. It's a little bit less than edim. It's a little bit less than edim. But we'll see if we mamish claw. We'll not leave before we'll have it claw in Gaza. Wait, Aaron, wait a minute. It's edim like edim.
It's not naked edim, it's mock edim.
Because
you're the one that made it.
I'm so what? But lemaisa the deer. Lemaisa the edim, my dear. You can't fight. But lemaisa, I'm against edim. Again, if the edim not saying that I paid, say every person can say parayti. So, but the cloud, the loch is you have a star, you can't say parayti. It's not milva al pet, milva b'shtar. How good! So we want to know what it is. Okay, okay, listen. Okay, this is what we spoke 2 minutes ago. Let me zog in as he's eating. Let me get a minute.
Shh.
Well, we'll find out later. What is the eating? Where's the eating? It's a buyout. Where's the eating? What helps? So what helps the migu? Zogt Rashi and Shabbos daf ein ches amud beis. When I say porati b'migud mezuyef, I was never mekayim the shtar. A shtar porua is nishken shtar. Zazaman says ke shtar shenim chal shiabudoi. When I say porati b'migud mezuyef, I'm saying that the shtar is not a shtar. Why is not a shtar? Because I paid. So val is not a shtar because I paid. So now I have a shtar or I don't have a shtar? I'm not never to say porati against a shtar. But if I say that the shtar is porati, it's not a shtar. So normally when the shtar is a good shtar, I can't say porati. But when we don't have a kiyum, and I'm the one that is mekayim the shtar, and I say that it's porua, I was never mekayim the shtar. I want to read the Rashi first. Rashi says it even starker. But we'll start first. Ba. The moide b'shtar shekosvoy. Haloi v'moide shekosvoy. Tzorich lekaymoy v'loimar loy porati. Listen to the Rashi. So lekaimoy veloimar loy porati vekol kamo deloy omar ochi loy porati lav shtoreu tzorich aloy velekaimoy veloimar loy porati vekol kamo deloy omar ochi lav shtoreu. If he doesn't say loy porati, he says porati, it's not a shtar. I love the mashkachas leisad leakra chasime. The man komash leilashtor loy vedomar kesavdi loy venami komar porati vapeshos or apeshiiter. Rashi says, when I say porati, I'm saying the shtar is nishken shtar. So today I'm not against the shtar. I'm not against the shtar. I'm saying there is no shtar. Be'etzem, it's Loshon HaGemore and Bobe Basre and Bobe Basre Daf Kuf Ayin. Yes, Rashi and Bobe Basre Daf Kuf Ayin. The Gemore says like this: An Moide B'Shtar Shekosvoy. Rebbe Sova Moide B'Shtar Shekosvoy Tzor Lekaimoy V'Imekayim Lego V'Palge. We love chaspe be'almu. We love chaspe be'almu. The Gemara speaks about moide b'shtar shekos v'tzorich lekaimoi. If you mekayim it, it's a good shtar. And if not, you nemo, not because you have a migu. Because if love, shtore chaspe be'almu. The Gemara says when you say porati, the shtar is a chaspe be'almu. So not only when you say mezuyef it's a chaspe be'alme. If you say porati, the shtar is a chaspe be'alme. When you say porati, the shtar is a chaspe be'alme. B'meile, Rashi has a nupshat. When a person comes to say porati, we don't believe him. We don't believe a person that says porati. Against the shtar, you're not nemon. Why by us, man the Omar moide b'shtar shekosvoy, tzor lekaimoy believes him? Because it's called that he was never mekayim the shtar. While he was never mekayim the shtar, he's nemon. How is nemon? The guy has a piece of paper in his hand. Other you nemon, but other migu, other with a migu, doesn't make a difference with what. But you're not against the shtar. When it has a din shtar, migu doesn't help. Peshaosu doesn't help. You are never made it a shtar. It's not a shtar. When you tie a porati, it's not called a shtar. What's about mefurish and rishonim? Well, first they have the yesoid. The yesoid of Shitas Rashi is when I'm tying that the shtar is porua, it's not a shtar. The shtar is a chaspe be'alme. So now let me get to the Gemara. So one man the Omar holds moide b'shtar shekos v'tzor lekaimoy. What is the pshat? I'm nemen to say porati. Why? Because it's nishken shtar. Was it nishken shtar? This is the reason I'm nemen. Manda Omar ain't zog lekayim what he holds. Manda Omar ain't zog lekayim what he holds. He holds the shtar is mekuyim already. I'm not neman. What is the machleikus? Here is the machleikus, like we said the whole time. Manda Omar moide b'shtar shekos b'tzog lekayim what he holds. I was never mekayim the shtar. The shtar is a chaspe be'alme. While the shtar is a chaspe be'alme, I can say porati. The other man, the Omar holds, while I didn't tie him a Zuyev, Chazal will only matzich kiyum if I tie him a Zuyev. But if I don't tie him a Zuyev, Chazal will never matzich kiyum. If Chazal will never matzich kiyum, so the shtar is a good shtar. If it's a good shtar, I'm not neman to say porati. So what if I have a migu? So what if I have a peshosa? But I'm not neman. So one of the first time we mechadet the dvorim. But we'll see that dvorim muchochim, it's emes la'amito. The shoynes Rashi are very meduktik. But we'll start first b'al peh. Rashi holds the machlekes made the b'shtar shekos v'yitzor lekaimoy, not zor lekaimoy. It's a machlekes how to look at the shtar. Man the omar tzorich lekaimoy holds shtar is chaspe. Only if you mekayim the shtar, it's not a chaspe. I was never mekayim the shtar. I said boraiti. I said it's not a shtar. For reason A, for reason B, for reason Z, doesn't make a difference. I said it's not a shtar. Man, I said it's not a shtar. If I said that it's not a shtar, then maybe I'm never to say boraiti. While I'm saying it's not a shtar, I'm not against a shtar. The other man the omar holds. When you tie a mezuyev, Chazal matzrich kiyum. But when you don't tie a mezuyev, Chazal not matzrich kiyum. Or in a better nusach, even if we say every shtar is a chaspe be'alme, but in the case that the loyve is moide, dear Chazal will never metaken kiyum. So here you don't need kiyum bichlal. If here you don't need kiyum bichlal, so the shtar is a good shtar. You want to say porati? Yeah. Speaking against Eidim. Every porati you tie the shtar is not a shtar. We don't listen to you. When the shtar is not a shtar, and you're the one that has to make the shtar to be a shtar, well, you're the one that has to make the shtar to be a shtar, you tie that it's not a shtar. So while you tie that it's not a shtar, b'meila, you nemo. Leman de omar, ein tzorich lekaimer holds, the shtar is a shtar. While the shtar is a shtar, b'meila, you can't say porati. Remember, you can't say porati. This is the tzus of the shmeise. If this is the tzus of the shmeise, before the rechoches, first the questions disappear, not miyushev. So what happens, again, so why you never to say porati? Why you never to say porati, lefi Rashi? What? Because you're not against the shtar. So if Eidim come and they mekayim the shtar now, you never or not? If the Eidim come now and the Mekayim the Shtar, you neman? Shtochav Yadim Abayis. So it's no Gemara that if you spoil a Migu, it breaks the Mafreya. The Ktzeis is right. Nishtar is like Gemara and Shas. We left now, we're going back like the Shulchan Aruch. Every person had a Migu, even if you black it and you break the Migu stays. As if the Ktzeis wanted to do that, so the often the Shulchan Aruch, no vos. The Ktzeis had to change his mind because he has the Gemara by us, so he had a Kashi from our Gemara. The Teretz is Nishtar Zazach. So the Gemara said, Ktzeis had a Kashe, and we have a Teretz in the Gemara. Now that the Ktzeis had a Kashe, the Teretz, there's no Sugya, and it's Taka Azei. Someone from the Rishonim was busy explaining here that when you spoil someone's Migu, the Migu, why no one of the Rishonim touched it? I revised the Fidek Tzoyis, it's the only Gemara and Shas that you spoil on Migul and Mafreya. The Ktzeis didn't find no Gemara. That, remember, we asked in Machne Ephraim, it's no Gemara that you could spoil on Migul. No Gemara that you could spoil on Migul. Who found this Gemara? The Ktzeis. Nishto as a Gemara. So why Lemaise is Neman to say Porati? Because the Shtar is not Mekuyim. I'm the Reise, Shtar in the Reise is good. Aber Chazal lo metakin that you need kiyum, right? Hari mit der Reise hab ich starz kimi shenach kiro. Hari mit der Reise hab ich starz kimi shenach kiro. Aber mit der Rabban and they said, what? You need kiyum, right? Mit der Reise hari de starz me kuyum. Aber look, no, nur muss starz in einem, das ist ein Peruah. Starz das me kuyum der Reise, you nehmt das ein Peruah? Again. If the shtar be mekuyim mid'oraisa, you never say porua, no. Why are you never here to say Peruah? Because Chazal said, the Shtar needs a kiyum and you are never mekayim it. So when someone comes to Rav Nachman to Beis Din, what he tells the guy? You have to mekayim the Shtar. He's not giving you Eitzer, Reb Chaim Greinemann, Yenem, as a migu, go back. The guy Be'etzim is not Nemon. He just bowed the Shtar is not mekuyim, you could say Poraiti. Midarai Sarei Kimishenech Kiro. Midarabonon, they said you need kiyum, so this is what Rav Nachman said. Rabbanan said, "Kayem shtore, meaning kayem shtore v'chois ledine. Kayem shtore v'chois ledine." What's making Reb Chaim Greinemann? A guy came with a migu, they gave him a etza. Meh, chas v'sholem. The guy is not coming with a migu. The koyach of the guy is a shtar she'ena mekuyim t'tayne porati. This is the koyach of the guy. Amid the rice is kimishenech kiro. Rabbanan atzuch kiyum. So Rab Nachman told him, do kiyum. So what is the machlekes be'etzim, if you never to say porati or not? If the shtar is mekuyim or not mekuyim? If the shtar is mekuyim, you're not neman. If the shtar is not mekuyim, you are neman. Zog Reb Nochem, ha'gmore metzuchtzachas. Man d'oma that is not neman, ein tzorich lekaimoy, si shein mekuyim. Leman d'oma, that is neman, tzorich lekaimoy. The shtar is noch nish mekuyim. The gmore is saying the emes. The Gemara is saying the emes. The nice of the sugya is not if he has a migu or not. The shaila is when Chazal said you need a kiyum. When Chazal will matzrich kiyum. What was the gedo when Chazal will matzrich kiyum? If the shtar is a chaspe, so when I'm saying porati, I'm leaving it to be a chaspe. I'm leaving it to be a chaspe. If I'm leaving it to be a chaspe, I'm neman to say porati. What holds the second mandoma? Man, what's all the second mandoma? The shtar is a good shtar because I said ksav yodeinu. So if I'm not tiny mezuyef, the shtar becomes a good shtar. But man, I'm not neman to say porati. Glad. If that is emes, so now the loshen Rashi by us. Now the loshen Rashi is meyushev. Rashi is saying it. Look inside. Rashi is saying it. How you must be by us while you're not Neman? Zogt Rashi, Sharei Hurzak Ashtar. It's a good star. V'meila, when Yenem has the star, you can't say Porati. Rashi speaks out. Why Moide B'shtar Shekosvay and Tzorich Lekaimoy? Sharei Hurzak Ashtar. The star is a good star because I said Ksav Yodeinu. If it's a good star, so I'm not Neman to say Porati. No, Rashi is explaining. I yes, Peshaw. So I was like, Rashi, but it's against the shtar. Harei Hurzak Ashtar. And when it's a shtar, you never could say Porati. He doesn't mean against Shtocha B'yodi. Rashi never uses these words. Rashi explains why he's not Neman. The reason he's not Neman is Sharei Hurzak Ashtar. Val is Hurzak Ashtar. And I have a shtar lefoneinu, b'meile, I not neman to say porati when Yenem has the shtar, because that's the eros that I didn't pay. So the first shlav of the sugya. So we have now be'etzem, to have the dvorim b'das Rashi, we have be'etzem three esbeirim that we were learning in Rashi. We started and we asked, one manoma holds you have a migu, one manoma holds you don't have a migu. What is the machleikis? So first we start to say, maybe migu doesn't help against shtocha b'yodi. The l'shoynes harishoynim. Reb Chaim said, it's medina ashtar, I have a ne'emonis, migu doesn't help. And we asked all of our questions. Now we're saying, Rashi is saying a shtikl teire. Against a shtar, a person is never a paraiti. Shtar? Shtar? Against a shtar, you're not ne'emon. Shtar is aidim, you can come what you want. Shtar, against a shtar, you're not ne'emon. Porati? Why the Ozim and the Omer holds that you Neman? Zogt Rashi, it's not a star. It's not a star. He was never Mekayim the star. So Mele is Neman to say Porati. So Beis Din tell him, if you want to be good, Mekayim the star. Just can eat how to break the Migu. It's not a pshat we breaking the Migu duch the Kiyum. The shtar is not Mekuyim, you could be Goyve, you could be Potu. If the shtar is Mekuyim, you're not Potu. Because you're not Neman to say Porati against the shtar. So what if you have a Migu? So what if you have a Migu? Ari Hurzak Ashtar? And those are the machlekes. Man the Omer, when Mishnah Shikos, Vitzor Lekayim, Yol, the Shtar is a chaspe. The other man the Omer holds, like Rash Tezib brings down, Beshem Kudas Mokim Acher, that the other man the Omer holds, that Be'etzim Chazal will not matzrich kiyum. Not the Pshad of Chazal will matzrich kiyum. The Pshad, if you tie in the Mezuyev, but if you mask him, Chazal will never matzrich kiyum. The Mochim Bona Rimigash. What would be if a person takes out a Shtar on his friend, and there's no kiyum? But the malve is moide, the loive is moide. But he doesn't have money, so now they want to go to the lekuchas. He could be going from the lekuchas or not. The lekuchas says, no, we want the dinam mezuyif, we want the dinam mezuyif. He says, yeah, but the guy is moide. He doesn't help. Zog the rimigash, you could be goive. Why? He says, it's only in these two pshatim. If the pshat, the shtar is a chaspe, and his oidoy has to make him not a chaspe, his oidoy can't help. But if the pshat b'mokim that he doesn't tie him mezuyif, you don't meet a kiyum. So now it's a regular shtar. If it's a regular shtar, b'meli you could be goyim with the shtar. So lefi Rashi, it's not a pshat migu against shtorcho. It's not a migu against shtorcho b'yodi. The vote is a parua b'mokim shtar doesn't work. Parua b'mokim shtar doesn't work. The noise is if you have a shtar or you don't have a shtar. Not only that, when you see the Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi even went a step more. Sorich lekaimo is zogt Rashi, who has to be mekaimet? Not the malve. The loive. Rashi says, the loive was never mekaim. This is what the Gemara means. Moide b'shtar shekosvoi noch nish mekaim zayn. Sorich doesn't mean if you want to be goive even. It's the same lamdas. Noch nish given akirim. Rashi is tanching the Gemara. Tzorich lekaimoi or ain't tzorich means. Moide b'shtar shekosvoi ain't tzorich lekaimoi means to say you don't need to mekaim. It's shein mekuyim. If it's shein mekuyim, b'meila you goive. Not b'meila, he's not nemus, there's no reason to mekaim. Look how far we're from the beginning. When we started the sugya, what is the first man to Amar holds? Ain't tzor lekaim, why? He's not Neman, so Mele you could be goyve. No. Ain't tzor lekaim is a grash, it's already mekuyim, but Mele you goyve. Tzor lekaim means, snuch nish mekuyim. So, Pashas Mele, if you want to be goyve, mekaim. So, Rashi, the loyve noch nish mekaim zain. I'll read Loshen Rashi. Moide b'shtar shikosvoi, a loyve moide shikosvoi, tzorich lekaimoi. Veloy mar loy porati. The loyve has to say loy porati if you want him to be mekayim. Vekol kama de loy marochi and he says porati. Lav shtoru. Iloy mashkach asadi lehakir achasime. Man komash vele shtoru loyve de omar kesavdi. Or omar porati. He says porati. Vapesh os, vapesh iti. Vemele, he's never maimi de shtar. He was never maimi de shtar to be a shtar. Now, before we take it to the next chelik sheboy, this is the vort alei. Be'emes, we were zoiche that this whole vort, milo b'milo, the Ramban and Bobe Basra daf ayin, the Ramban and Bobe Basra daf ayin says the whole vort. I want to tell the kasha and the teretz, and you'll see. We have a gemara in Bobe Basra. A person gave his friend a pikod. He comes back. Dain b'shtar. He gave him a pikod and b'shtar. He was mafki the chayfetz. The guy gave him a receipt. But he put the chayfetz by him. He comes back. Everyone knows the receipt is a real receipt. It's mekuyim, it's not mezuyif. And he says, give me back my chayfetz. The guy said, I gave it back. Says, but I have a shtar. He says, believe me, I have a migu. I could have said that it got lost, and then I'll be potu, nensu. So believe me, echzalti b'migu de nensu. He's nemon or he's not nemon? Echzalti b'migu de nensu. Moish, echzalti b'migu de nensu. If he would say nensu, he'll be believed completely. What? He might make a shvur, so he does a shvur. As I clear the gemara, echzalti b'migu de nensu, he's believed or not believed? Zog de Gemore, you can't believe him. It's Migu against Shtorcho Biyodi, my boys. And Migu against Shtorcho Biyodi, my boys, doesn't help. As I state in the Gemore. Shalef Sido Azag Gemore, but Bepashtes Azay is the Gemore. So ichzalti b'migud enenzu. The Gemara has a shaila. He's believed or he's not believed. So it's a mandaoma that he's not believed. The Gemara is a mandaoma that he's not believed. I want to ask you a shaila, and this kasha the Ramban fraked. So as a tzad in the Gemara, ichzalti b'migud enenzu is not believed. Why? Shtocho b'yoni my boys. Frek the Ramban. Lemandomar pora moide bestar shikos mitzorch lekaimoy. You never to say pora migud mezuyef, right? I it's migud against shtocho b'yoni my boys. What is the difference? That maskonas like Gemara but bebasra daf ayin amud beis. You not never to say ichzalti b'migud enenzu. Why migud against shtocho b'yoni lemeani? It's like, so what is the difference? So why are you never to say Porati b'migud enenzu? It's a Porati b'migud enenzu. Why are you never? Why are you never Porati b'migud enenzu? What is the difference? I'm asking you the shaila. What is the difference? Ichzalti b'migud enenzu. Near the stars mekuyim. I can't say b'migud mezuyif. But I have ichzalti b'migud enenzu. Zog nikmora. I'm not never because I have shtocha b'yoni my boys. By us. Porati migud mezuyef. One mandoma holds that it doesn't work, but as a mandoma holds that it works. What is the difference? A minute. Azay frek the Ramban. What is the answer? What is the answer, Mandy? What is the answer? What is the answer? Why exalti migud enenzu? I'm not believe. It's against shtocha b'yoni my boys. And porati migud mezuyef. I'm neman. I'm also, yeah, the Ozum and the Omar, I'm not Nemon. You're not Nemon against Shtocha B'yodi. But Ozum and the Omar that holds that you're Nemon. Azay frek the Ramban. Azay frek the Ramban. Azay frek the Ramban. Zog the Ramban, we'll read him in a second inside, he says the whole vault. What is the chiluk? What is the chiluk? Why exalted me with the Nansu? I'm not believed? And Porati Migud Mizuy, if I am believed, as a man the Omar that I'm not believed, but as a man the Omar that I believed. What is the difference? Zog the Ramban, listen. When I'm saying Ichzalti Migud Nenzu, you want to believe me that what? The Migud that I could have said Nenzu, what do you believe me now? Man, what do you believe me now? The Migud that I could have said Nenzu, you believe me what? You believe me? Then I gave it back. Ichzalti migud enenzu. The migud that I could have said enenzu, I want to be believed that I gave it back. It can't be that you gave it back. It's a shtar against you. How you can say migud against a shtar? Shtar is like edim. Shtar is like edim. But porati migud mezuyef, zog the Ramban. I'm saying porati, so I was never mekayim the shtar. So I'm not against the shtar. The main line believed. Here steht der Ramban, der Hoshtikul Tere. Und der Einer muss beis. Und man lehet hier. Der Afer gab den Mann, der Moi de bestar shikos vetzor le kaimoi. Iloi me kaim le mehem le ma parati me gribay o mezuyef. Ve loi amrin al shtoche bi yoni me boi. Shaini osom. De kol eimas de loi me kuyem laif shtore hu. Ve apesh osom hu apesh yitir. Ichzalti what helps. The shtar is mekuyem, it's edim. I could have said that, so I'm saying ichzalti, but I'm against the shtar. Porati memigo de mezuyef, it's not a shtar. I made a shtar to be a shtar. Aval och a shtar hu al kolchoy. Vedil melei meani migu levetulei. The omar a shtar hu biyodi my boys.
How
we
need
the
shtar hu biyodi
my boys? What?
So,
this animal, we have to know that this makes the Eidus to be Eidus. It's another Tosefes Hesbel. But again, the Ramban answers, by us, Val Kolzmani is not Mikhaim, it's not a Shtar. It's a Peshaos or Peshaitir, he's not against the Shtar. He's claiming that it's not a Shtar. Because he said that he paid already. So it doesn't have a shame Shtar. A Shtar that pays is not a Shtar. The Shtar... Dear, what? It's Mekuyim the Shtar, dear. It's not Migud Mezuyev. It's Migud...
Ichzalti is not Mekuyim, same thing.
Ichzalti is not Mekuyim. Ichzalti is not Nemon. Every guy that says Porati says it's not a shtar. That we call it against Edim. Every guy that says Porati is talking against a shtar. Every guy that says Porati is not Ne'eman. Because the shtar says Nishtazei. Even in the Shitoscho it's not a shtar. I will maybe explain it a little bit more. I will explain a little bit. When a person says Ichzalti, a Porati, Ichzalti against a shtar, the shtar is made not like that. Avada, you're right, that at the tzad that I paid, it's not a shtar. But I'm not believed to say like that. Like when the shtar is Mikuyim, and then I say Nensu. We don't believe me, because the shtar says Nishtazei. Oh, but if I have a Peshaosa, if I have a Peshaosa, then I'm the one that is Mekayim the shtar. I'm the one that is Mekayim the shtar. And I'm saying Porati, so I'm saying that it's not a shtar. So if I'm saying that it's not a shtar, but Mela, I'm never to say Porati. Well, I'm saying that it's not a shtar, I'm never to say Porati. The shtar is mikuyim. If it's not mikuyim, it's the same machlekes. The Gemara doesn't bring a new machlekes. The yesoid that dvarim is ein yesoid be'etzem. And be'etzem this ein yesoid, Reb Nochum said, these are the words of Rashi. Sharei huchzek hashtar. Rashi answers, why it doesn't have a migu? Well, the shtar is a shtar. When the shtar is a shtar, you can't say porati against a shtar. When the shtar is a shtar, you can't say porati against a shtar. Weil the shtar is a shtar. The Hainu. And the third pshat, when we're mechadish today, we're saying, till now we learned, and what the Ktzais, Avada, the Ktzais and the Belchonon, they didn't learn like that. They learned that Be'etzem, a shtar is a rayech, but if you have a migu, if you have something good, it has to work. Could be yes, could be it's not strong enough, because you're a loymal, so you have to have a peshaosa, but you could win it. So the nice of the sugya is, you could win it, or you can win it. This is the holach yelach of the sugya. First ma'alach, second ma'alach. Now we're saying, this Be'etzem, the Ramban says in Bobi Basri, against a shtar? Are it's not right. Are Be'etzem, it's loshen ha'gemor in Bobi Basri. Migu against shtorcho b'yodi will not help. Not because it's a shtarki raya of shtorcho b'yodi. The migu will not help. Migu cannot help against a shtar. The noise of the sugi is the Rashi and Shabbos ayin ches. When I'm saying, when the shtar is mezuyev, and I'm saying, ksav yodei aval perua, I was never maimi the shtar here. Why? Because shtar that is nifra, is nishken shtar. Shtar that is nifra is nishken shtar. So normally when I come to say that the shtar was nifra, I'm not believed. Normally when I say the shtar is nifra, I'm not believed because I'm talking against Edim. But when I'm the one that is maimi the shtar, I'm the one that is yoitzer the shtar, and I say porati, so I was never maimi the shtar against me. If I'm never maimi the shtar against me, I'm never to say porati. I'm never to say porati. So this is Be'etzem, the machlekes moide b'shtar shekos vo yitzorich lekaimoy or ain't tzorich lekaimoy. I'm neman or not neman. The same Hezbel, Rashi will learn that this is the pshat and the sugyan Bobi Basri. If ali me'edim le'arur eshtore, I lo ali me'edim le'arur eshtore. Even without going into the cheshboinus yet. But this is the lashon be'etzem of the sugya. When the Gemara Rashi Tosfos brings down the Gemara that lekula alma b'deloive loy olim migu la'ur eshtore. Against the shtar, the migu doesn't help. If the migu would help, lo yitzu, you believe me in a migu, and you believe me that the shtar is perua. After you believe me that the shtar is perua, I'm not against Eidim. Right? Because if the shtar is perua, I'm not against Eidim. But that gufe, I'm not neman b'migu to be neman against the shtar. I'm not neman b'migu to say that the shtar is nishken shtar. I'm not neman. This is the noise of the suge. If I'm neman to Maria the shtar, I'm not neman to Maria the shtar. With this Hezbel, Berashi, it's avad, it's dvorim brurim. There's no suffix that this is the hezba b'das Rashi and the Rashi and Shabbos. And forget that the thesis brings down bekundres pirish v'mokim acher. It's not stiras Rashi. It's Ashlome. We explain why the Manomar holds that he is believed. And why does the Madama hold that he's not believed? Because Chazal will not matzrich kiyum. The Bakundra spirish b'inyan acher is Ashlom, the tzveite Madama. And this is good with the machlekes. Like, if Zalmanin, if Bayim Shtar Shikos, the Shtar is a chaspe, the Shtar is not a chaspe. Al derech dem, you could go weiter to try to miyash of the tesis. And I'm his geres, we'll go mamshich to Shtar Amon, Be'ez Hashem.